This is Daily Path Podcast. I'm your host, podcast coach, and transformational speaker, Joe Winters Jr.
Now, I've been in this business a long time. God gave me the gift of a strong mind. And when I step foot on a path, the good and the bad, they just come by. Never done trying. I do it. Till each time I do it, it's done right. Ooh. And God left his signature on me. So how could I ever be unsigned? See, everyone has got a gift. Not anonymous, but God given.
What's up, everybody? I'm Joe Winters Jr., the founder of Daily Path Academy and your host of Daily Path Podcast. Welcome back to the show, and thank you for joining me this morning. Quick reminder, if you are a speaker, coach, or business owner who wants to build a top-rated podcast that's inspiring lives around the world while generating recurring revenue for your business, then I'd love to show you how you could do that. You can book a free discovery call with me by visiting my website, www.joewintersjr.com. Book a free discovery call with me today by visiting my website, www.joewintersjr.com. Now, today's podcast episode, we are talking about accountability for achieving goals. I once heard that execution is worshiped. So in order to effectively communicate, you must completely eradicate excuses. With us here in the final quarter of the year and have determined our game plan for finishing strong, I want you to prioritize execution over excuses. And this is something that I am extremely, extremely critical of myself about, prioritizing execution over excuses. And as a matter of fact, I believe that we all should completely eradicate those excuses that we have. But, you know, I know that as human beings, we tend to have excuses at times. And in those minutes and moments of having excuses, we have to intentionally remind ourselves to prioritize execution. So let's talk about it. What are some tips for prioritizing execution over excuses? I have three of them for you today. Number one, value those watching you. I can't tell you how many times I have heard a parent say to their child something along the lines that they can achieve anything they put their mind to. They can do anything that they would like. They should go after their dreams. They should go after their goals. I mean, the list goes on. The list of empowering statements from parent to child goes on, just for that parent to not exercise the exact same statements that they are telling their children. And so it's like they value their child, but they don't value their child watching them. And I think this is probably one of the most important things and one of the greatest steps that we can take when it comes to prioritizing execution over excuses. Because if we understand that our children and those that are following us pay attention to what we do more than what we say, I think we have to place an emphasis on valuing them watching us as opposed to just valuing them, right? It's important to value them, but it's important to value them watching us. So it's the responsibility that we have to model what we're preaching. I like to say model what we preach, because I think it's important for us to embody what we preach to other people, our kids, our clients, our colleagues, friends and family, so on and so forth. And so number one is valuing those watching you. I remember whenever I made the decision to attend University of North Texas to get my master's in educational leadership, it was after learning that I would be having a daughter. And a lot of people, I don't want to say, you know, everyone I spoke to about my decision, but a lot of people said, Joe, to be honest, it's going to be too hard with you being a young entrepreneur. You know, you're really trying to get your business off the ground. You're now about to have a kid. I don't think you understand that, like, you're not going to be able to do it all. And thus, you know, maybe you should wait 5 or 6 years before you go back to school to get your master's. And so every time I spoke to these individuals, I kept realizing that not just in this case, but in most cases, there was an attempt to prioritize an excuse over execution. And I, being the individual that I am, made it up in my mind that I'm not going to, you know, make them feel some type of way. I'm not going to alienate you because you prioritize excuses over execution, but I'm certainly going to make my decision based on prioritizing execution over excuses, thus attending University of North Texas, regardless of what anybody said to me, and graduating with my master's within a year. And I want to tell you, in that process, it was hard as shit. I'm not going to sit here and lie to you. And I want to be very clear that executing doesn't mean that things are going to be easy. It just means that you are going to do what you said you're going to do, no matter the difficulty level. Which brings me to tip number two, have faith. It's very easy to prioritize excuses over execution when you lack faith, when you have little faith. But when you have faith that cannot be measured by the imagination of man, it makes it extremely easy for you to prioritize execution over excuses, because you are aware that what you have faith in will be true. And I'm talking about complete faith. Okay. I know I might have some listeners that might say, well, Joe, that's full of shit. You can have faith in some things and it not be true. And I can't say, you know, that I'm absolutely correct when I say this, but I will say that in most cases, when a person says they have faith in something, but they don't actually pursue it with everything they got, there's a great chance they didn't have faith that it would happen. If you knew that living a healthier life would increase the longevity of your life, and you had faith in that, you would live a healthier life. But see, it's only the individuals that don't really have faith that living a healthy life will increase the longevity of their life. And, you know, people have little faith for several different reasons, whether they lack the information and education on a given topic, or whether they're just skeptical of, you know, the world and data and research. But I want to say having faith is, I mean, one of the top essential keys of life. Then I want to talk about tip number three, which is only dedicating time to those empowering you to execute, and limit time around those who are enabling you to live below your standard. I knew whenever I was pursuing my master's in educational leadership that I could not surround myself with anyone who was consistently telling me that it was okay to not be a high performer. And the reason why I had to limit my time around them and I couldn't surround myself around them as often is not because they're bad people. It's not because they're less than. It's because I had a goal in which I knew for a fact that I wanted to achieve. And I'm very aware that the people around us the most influences the way that we think and the way that we behave and perform. And so anytime I set up on a journey to achieve any specific thing, and I know it's going to take everything in me to achieve it, it's going to take me enjoying the consistent and persistent pursuit of my greatest potential when it comes to achieving the goal at hand, executing, doing what I said I am going to do. It's in my best interest that I don't surround myself with anyone who's going to influence me in a way that's not congruent with what I want. And again, this isn't because they're bad people. This is because what I want and what I'm prioritizing is important to me. So my question of the day: are the goals you are aiming for here in the final quarter important to you enough for you to prioritize execution over excuses?
I want to be meek, got more than my kid I could teach. I want you to hear when I speak. I want to free people imprisoned by stigmas and popular common beliefs. Don't want you to think, I want you to feel. Look down inside you and tell me what's real. If you're unsure, then you're uncured. We only get one life, man. It's a big deal. Do you love what you do?
Hey, I wanted to jump on here really fast and say thank you for listening to today's episode. I hope you got something from the message that you can use in your life. If you are a mission-driven individual who wants to share your message and change lives, then I'd love to show you how building a podcast can help you do that. Please visit joewintersjr.com to book a free discovery call with me so I can help you out. If you are an organization looking to bring me in to speak with your team or at your next event, you can book me by visiting my website, joewintersjr.com, and scheduling a free discovery call so we can talk about your expectations and what you want from me. I'd really love to serve you. Have a blessed day.